أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
تعددت الأقاويل والقصص على مر العصور والثقافات عن تعلق الفتيات بوالدهن أكثر من تعلقهن بأمهاتهن، ويقول البعض أن الأب هو الحب الأول والأخير لأي فتاة، هو أميرها المغوار اللي بيحميها من كل خطر وبيوفر لها كل ما تحتاجه. وبالحديث عن الأب، تحتفل أستراليا كغيرها من البلدان حول العالم بعيد الأب في كل عام من شهر سبتمبر أيلول، وهاي هي المناسبة الوحيدة اللي بتستطيع أن تنافس عيد الأم وأجواءه وهداياه. إنه يوم يتطلع فيه الآباء حقاً لأن يشعروا بقدر من الاهتمام اللي بتحظى فيه الأمهات في يومهن الخاص. ومن أجواء عيد الأب نسلط الضوء على كتاب جديد نشره لاعب كرة القدم الأسترالي السابق بشار حولي بعنوان بابا هو الأفضل أو My Baba is the Best، وهو كتاب للأطفال يحتفي بالعلاقة الخاصة بين الأباء وبناتهم والأوقات الممتعة اللي بيقضوها مع بعض. وفي حديث له مع SBS عربي 24 قال بشار إنه الفرصة سمحت له هاي المرة بنشر كتاب مخصص للأطفال الصغار والآباء بعد صدور كتابه الأول منذ عامين عن رحلته كشاب مسلم أسترالي ولاعب كرة قدم محترف من أصول لبنانية.
You know, there was an opportunity to create something for the younger generation, and there's none better to to share the insights of the relationship a father or a mother can have with their children growing up. You know, we all understand many challenges in society today that our kids will face, and the more we can do with our children, the more I guess we get to win their heart and be able to grow together. You know, I remember when I was growing up, you know, that relationship wasn't there with my parents because there was a big age gap. Today we feel like it's an important, you know, role to play, and being able to connect with our young ones more often will allow them to grow in our hearts, and you know, one day when they need help and assistance, they can turn to us and we'll help them best, because there's no one out there that cares and loves their children more than the parents.
في الكتاب تروي ابنة بشار مجريات القصة وهي الشخصية الرئيسية فيه، وبيقول بشار إنها بتشعر بفخر شديد بهذا الكتاب اللي بيوثق بعض من اللحظات الممتعة اللي بتقضيها برفقة والدها.
She helped me because she explained the story. She's speaking of her personal experiences. It becomes more authentic, more real, as opposed to someone like myself sharing those stories. So it was nice for her to be involved in it, and something that she can feel proud of as well. You know, when she grows up, you know, goes to school, that she's got something that she can share with her friends. And hopefully her children one day when you know they have kids as well.
لم يكن الهدف الوحيد لبشار من نشر هذا الكتاب هو إسعاد عائلته فحسب، بل إنه كان بيطمح لأكثر من هيك بكتير، فقد أراد أن يكون هذا الكتاب وسيلة تعليمية أو رسالة ثقافية لمجتمع أستراليا الأوسع.
For me, part of that was about the cultural experience as well. You know, obviously you come from a culture that's a little bit different to mainstream Australians. You know, you get people from your own kind saying that this is such a proud moment because, you know, people learn a little bit about our ways, and then others who understand that, you know, there's so many different cultures that make up our beautiful country. And to be able to share that through a book is special. So part of me was an educational piece as well, you know, using words that is common in our language, and people will pick up on that, like jiddo and tata, you know, these sort of things. It's nice, you know, even like the special night prayer that, you know, we share. This is something that's authentic that we do on a regular basis. So, you know, it's nice. It's all about, you know, building connection. And there's so many different ways to build connection with loved ones.
ويقول بشار إنه كتابه هذا بمثابة تذكير له ولجميع الآباء، خصوصاً الأكثر انشغالاً هاي الأيام بأهمية قضاء الوقت مع أطفالهم.
Well, we need to, you know, to really take a back step from busyness of life and really dedicate time to my children. And you know what? One of the best reasons, or the main reasons of writing this book, is that it's a constant reminder for me that, hey, you've written this book, or you're part of this book, and you claim to do these things with your loved ones, so it holds you accountable too. So that's why I'm really proud about this, because it's not also sharing what others should do with their loved ones. It's also a reminder for us as parents that, you know, we've got to continuously do this, and don't do it, you know, a one-off or very irregularly. You know, make it a regular thing in your life where whatever moment it is, share it with them. because these days it takes something so small to put a smile on the young one. You don't have to physically travel the world, get them to experience so many things that is sometimes out of reach with people. Just playing a game of Uno at home sometimes can build that relationship and connection with the loved one.
ويضيف بشار إنه ثمار الوقت اللي بيقضيها الآباء بصحبة أطفالهم ستجلب مستقبلاً مشرقاً لا محالة، وستعمل على صقل علاقة متينة بين الطفل وعائلته لسنين طويلة.
The more time we invest in our loved ones and little ones, I think the more, you know, we're going to see brighter futures. And I guess to an extent, you know, being able to control, still have a bit of control in their life where we will direct them in the right way.
وختم لاعب كرة القدم السابق المحبوب بشار حولي حديثه بالقول إنه بيتمتع بحياة متوازنة الآن بعد توقفه عن لعب كرة القدم، وأشار إلى إنه أصبح قادر على قضاء وقت ممتع مع أحبائه وهو شيء بيقدره كتير اليوم.
Right now I'm just enjoying life and you know, real balanced life, I guess, not playing football and being able to spend quality time with my loved ones is something that I cherish today.
كل عام وجميع الآباء بألف خير. هذا التقرير من إعداد مرام إسماعيل.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.